Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here we go. This is it.
This is Top Flight Time Machine. I am Andy Dawson. Pow, pow, pow.
I'm Sam Delaney. So what?
Welcome along to this, the first Top Flight Time Machine episode of the week. If you're a subscriber at the Iron Filing Society, you'll be getting this on Sunday evening, which is lovely. It kind of becomes a tradition in the way that That's Life used to be, or Last of the Summer Wine, or even Antiques Roadshow to this day. The Top Flight Time Machine Sunday.
Spitting Image was enough for Sunday night,
Image,
wasn't it?
That was another one, yeah, exactly.
And who can forget the South Bank Show with Melvin Bragg?
I was never...
Tonight on the South Bank Show, Top Flight Time Machine.
The podcast. Is it a road to stay, mm-hmm. or is it a fly-by-night?
Andy Dawson, born and raised in the industrial northern town of Sunderland.
And yet somehow... He has so forged a
career.
And
yet capable of operating a microphone. Just like me.
Yeah, I was never allowed to stay up much, South Bank Show.
I just remember the theme tune. I don't think it was something that was particularly watched that much in our house, but I do remember the theme tune. And I really, the theme tune of Spitting Image really reminds me of Sunday nights.
It was probably because Spitting Image finished at 10:30, then the news was on for like 10 minutes, and then South Bank Show started, and you probably spent those 10 minutes, 15 minutes, pissing about when you should have gone to bed.
Yeah, should have gone to bed. But I was going, Mum, don't be like that. I want to see what's on the South Bank Show, don't I?
Oh, it's Henry Purcell. Yeah, big fan of his. Lovely.
Yeah. God, let us stay out. It's educational, isn't it? It'll broaden me horizons.
And whatnot.
So, yeah, Sunday evening. But if, you, if you're what we like to call a freeloader, who doesn't subscribe to the Iron Filing Society, you'll get this on Monday morning. At which point, all the references to Sunday evening won't mean anything to you. So there you go. Sorry about that.
Yeah, I've been having a look at the analytics on our website.
Oh,
because after I... just bored. I was literally bored and I started playing around with it. And what I hadn't realised was you can go pretty deep in the geographical analytics.
Is this on the TopFlightTimeMachine.com website?
Yeah, TopFlightTimeMachine.com website. I published the newsletter. It was held up. Well, I'll talk a bit about that in a moment. But once I did publish it and people got wind of the 20% merch discount I was offering to newsletter subscribers, we were offering, they jumped. That there was a surge of traffic.
Was there?
Right? Because the cunters, they love a bargain. So there was a surge of traffic to the website because everyone started looking at the gear. Mm-hmm. And I've got to tell you, we made a number of sales as a result of this promotion. Now, I got to think, I was monitoring this much like sort of Mr. Burns. You know, in his office. Yeah, and I was watching. Ha, 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 ha. Look at them smithers. The fools.
Like moths eating to a flame.
Yes. Eating up our ludicrous ramblings on a daily basis.
We have led.
And buying T-shirts.
We have led
with some of our more particularly inane outpourings emblazoned by Latvians in cheap ink across T-shirts.
We have laid down a trail of breadcrumbs and they've crawled along the floor, snuffling away at them like the pigs that they are.
That's what I thought. And so I thought, right, let's have a look at where these pigs are from. So you can get right deep into the geographical whereabouts of them. Mm-hmm. First, because I'd looked at the geographical bit of the analytics before, but only globally. Mm-hmm. So you think, right, most of the cunters are in the UK. There's a few in Australia, a few in America, whatnot. Mm-hmm. I dig deeper. You click on the UK, it zooms in. Mm-hmm. And then you get a city breakdown.
Wow.
Right?
Interesting.
And then you click on the city.
Yeah.
And it'll give a district breakdown of the fucking city.
Can we nail this down to streets and houses and rooms?
What I want is a top... Soon. It's only a matter of time before Top Flight Time Machine launches its first satellite into space. Yeah. And then after that, instead of piggybacking Google's satellite, we'll have our own. And we can zoom straight in and see what the cunters are up to.
Usually
what they're
wanking.
Watching. What they're watching, what they're doing whilst they listen to the podcast. Because actually, I would like to know more about that.
Cool.
Get in touch and let us know. How do you listen to the podcast? What do you do?
I was
do you respectfully sit with your eyes shut in a dark room and drink it in? Which, by the way, is the way in which we intended for this podcast.
It's supposed to be a mindfulness thing, isn't it? Yeah.
We don't want you to be doing other shit
no.
when you're listening to this. Give it your full attention, for fuck's sake.
I was waylaid earlier today. I was at Tynemouth Market, at Tynemouth Metro Station, where she's got lots and lots of records and CDs and DVDs to choose from. And I was waylaid by an Athletico Mince fan who told me that he listens to the podcast while in the bath.
Athletico Mince.
Yeah, conjured up quite an image. And he said, is that weird? I said, well, it's out there now. You've said it, so...
That's, now it's in your mind. That's now when you record an episode of Mince, you'll be thinking of this man's...
Naked.
This man's penis floating.
Yeah, floating.
Funny the way that your penis floats about when you're having a bath, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's one of the reasons I don't have baths very often.
You find it
too
distracting.
I don't know if that makes me disgusting. Well, I shower every day, and I shower thoroughly, mate.
Okay.
Like,
I assumed you would.
I'm not an in and out. Well, I just, before anyone judges me for not having regular baths, right?
Mm.
There's a few reasons why baths aren't that appealing to me, and one of them is I don't want to have to look at my own genitals for up to half an hour. But I don't want to do it.
That's what bubble baths are for, Sam. Cover the offending area with bubbles.
Sometimes I can't find the bubble bath. Because I'm not... The thing is, because I'm not a regular bath taker. There are regular bath takers in this house. I'm not,
one
of
them.
So I'll be like, you're fucking bashing and like rambling about in the bathroom. Where's the Radox?
Where's my bottle of matey? Where's it gone?
Where's my matey gone? Your matey went out of date about 4 years ago. Don't be stupid, matey. Don't ever sell by
date.
Lasts forever.
It's like honey.
Yeah, apparently it can survive even a nuclear attack, like the cockroach.
Wasn't there a female version of matey that came out?
Yeah,
a pink one. Bottle. Lady matey.
Different times.
Yeah.
Yeah, lady matey. She matey.
Mm.
It was basically supposed to be matey's bird, wasn't it?
Probably,
but you couldn't get away with that now.
Mrs. Matey. Yeah. Mm.
Matey for me.
You could bathe... You could in the dark.
But it is funny, that aside, even if you don't mind looking at your own willy, although if you do, bit weird. But the way gravity goes out the window when it comes to your willy in the bath and it just floats upwards.
Yeah. I don't know.
And I'm not talking about erections either.
No.
It'll just a flaccid penis will float upwards. Unless, of course, you're in Australia, in which case, weirdly, it floats downwards and points towards the blood hole.
But the human body floats in water anyway. Corpse floats in water. That's why it has to be tied down with bricks and stuff when you put
but
a corpse
not in
into
bath.
A lake.
My why ass not, is planted
right, well,
to
this
the...
is the question I'm coming to. Why does a body not float in a bath?
Apart from the willy.
Apart from the willy. Whereas if you... I mean, you can make yourself float in a swimming pool or in the sea, can't you? You can sort of, you know, just let yourself float. And you can do it. You won't sink to the bottom of the pool. Why can you not do that in a bath?
Well, any scientists like Vorderman or Rachel Riley listening,
Rachel Riley.
Get in touch with your answers.
You've got scientists muddled up there with female co-presenters of Countdown.
Yeah, they're pretty scientific people, weren't they? Your Vordermans and your Rileys.
Susie Dent's probably the most scientific of those two.
Is she the one in Dictionary Corner?
She's the one in Dictionary Corner. The one who doesn't ever age in Dictionary Corner. She's been on that show for, 37 years now, has not aged a single day.
When we were younger, and we used to sometimes sit around, you know, even when we were like adolescents, you'd find yourself all sitting around watching Countdown for want of anything else to do, waiting for the internet to be invented, right? And I once said that I thought that Susie Dent was quite fit, and the grief I got for just saying that lasted years.
But was it worse
it
than...
It was like I'd said, do you know what I like doing sometimes? Fucking my cat.
Was it worse than that?
That was what the reaction was like.
Was it worse than the fish cake incident?
Well, in some ways it felt worse because you've got to remember the fish cake incident. I was effectively that was an example of some local bullies, some local rough lads picking on me, right?
Yeah.
And that's sort of like, yeah, fine, whatever, mate. I'm going to get home and I'll be eating my fish cake nice and warm behind a locked door.
While I watch Countdown.
While I watch Countdown on my own, having a wank and eating a fish cake over Susie Dent. And you cunts will still be roaming the fucking streets of Hammersmith looking for other poor sods because you can't go home because your mum's got her boyfriend round and he's abusive. That's what I like to tell my. I like to tell myself a story about them.
It's kind of in the realm of hero fantasies, isn't it? But
hero fantasies,
different.
Which we've done before, and yeah. We should bring back reverse hero fantasies.
It's revenge fantasies, isn't it? Kind of
revenge fantasy. The incident with Susie Dent was that is my mates, and it's worse.
That's
then,
worse
because also
yeah.
You can't avoid them every day. They're like, here he is, fucking Susie Dent fancying cunt.
Yeah. But you've had the last
right,
laugh.
Mate, you're a bit late. Where you been? Wanking over Susie Dent? Fucking hell. All right, whatever.
You've had the last laugh, though, because she's fit. She was then, she is now. And she's an intellectual.
Because when you're a teenager, like your mates, you've got a sort of, effectively, you've got to fancy the same people that your mates fancy.
Yeah.
And if you don't,
you're dead.
You're bullied for it.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird, because... Why would you... Surely it's better if everyone fancies different people, then there's no overlap.
Exactly. But
that was... I got the same thing when I said that I fancied Angel from Home and Away, who was very beautiful, but she was quite moon-faced.
I don't remember her. That's probably after I stopped watching it, but I'm going to look.
Because the one that everyone fancied, and I don't know where she is now, and I can't remember the name of her character, but I do remember the name of the actress, but people were obsessed with her in the early 90s. And it was like, on Neighbours, you're obsessed with Beth, who, of course, was what's her name? Torn.
That Lee Imbruglia.
You know, that was Imbruglia. But over on the other side, on Home and Away, the equivalent was played by an actress called Rebecca Elmer Lockwood.
Yeah, I remember
I think
her.
She was of Greek extraction.
Yeah.
And she was amazing. And whereas Imbruglia remains a face today, what happened to Elmer Lockwood?
I'm going to have a look.
I know you're looking
I'm
it
looking
up.
At Angel's
I'm goading you
as well.
Into a Google search. I don't know if you'll find... Oh, yeah, you might find Angel.
She's all right, but...
Yeah, mate, I was a teenager. Don't you start as well. I've got enough shit for
enough.
It at the time.
You were a teenager. You were triggered by everything. Everything and anything.
Yeah. But my mates wouldn't admit that they were as well. That was the problem. So I was just being honest, right? Let's just have
Where
a quick look.
Where is Rebecca Emmalugaloo now?
Have you found a picture of her?
She joined the cast of Neighbours in 2013. She might still be there for all
I know.
Hey,
that's not allowed, is it?
Yeah, of course it is. Did, what's his chops from, who went on to become the actor? Guy Pearce, did he not appear in both of them?
Went on to become the actor. He was an actor in the first place,
wasn't.
You dickhead.
No, the other one. Did Guy Pearce appear in Home and Away? I'm thinking he did. He was Mike.
He was Mike in Neighbours, mate.
He was. I've looked it up. He was Mike in Neighbours, and then he was David Croft in Home and Away in 1991.
He was in both.
He
was.
Was
he?
And
disgusting.
Also Craig McLachlan was as well, wasn't he? Because he was Henry in Neighbours, and then he was some
I don't
other.
Remember him switching.
He was some other cunt in Home and Away after that. So
I'm astounded by the extent to which Rebecca Almaloglu has changed over the years, but. Fair enough, she's still attractive.
I can't find her. Where is she? Oh yeah. Yeah. She's no Natalie Imbruglia, put it that way.
Well, listeners, if there's a younger crowd listening, I know there are some younger cunters out there, students.
Both know a Natalie Imbruglia story that we're not allowed to talk about. We've mentioned it before on the podcast.
Oh,
and
yeah.
People went, tell us the Natalie Imbruglia story. I just thought I'd bring it up again.
So why bring it
and
up
not
again?
Not tell anyone.
It's not so much a story as a like a broader thing about her.
Yeah.
Not an isolated anecdote. It's a fact. Something that we've been presented as a fact about Natalie Imbruglia, but we cannot say.
No, because we fear
but anyway,
the wrath of
listen,
her lawyers.
Neighbours, no, not Neighbours, cunters, if you're listening, if you're one of the junior cunters, the under fives, and sometimes you've listened and you've thought, If this is what middle age holds for me. If I can grow up to be like Sam or Andy, and you thought this is not so bad, they paint a picture of it being quite fun with their rigs, you know, and their dressing gowns and their slippers and their television box sets and all the other fun things they get up to.
Yeah.
It's Sunday night. I'm 44. Andy's, what, 47?
47, yeah.
And we are literally Googling the actresses from Australian soap operas we watched when we were in our early to mid-teens.
30 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's something, isn't
so
it?
That's and that. Thanks for listening to today's episode.
We're not just doing that. We're also talking about it on a podcast.
At length.
At the same time as we try to get people to invest in us on a monthly basis.
Now, let's talk about the newsletter situation. They interacted with me. They, as you know, they froze the newsletter.
Yeah, they shut us down.
I'd been building up to it for ages. I was so excited. I'd spent a lot of time composing it. And then they said, no, it's been flagged for potentially abusive content. So then I went, oh, fucking hell. They said, give us 12 hours. It was an automated message. After 12 hours, it was yesterday, I thought, fuck this, it's been 24 hours. So I sent them a pretty sniffy email, right? Thinking it would just be absorbed by a gigantic machine.
Processed.
But I got a human response saying, wow, yeah, you've been flagged because of potential abuse. Please answer these questions. So they gave me a load of questions to answer. And the gist of all of them was, these people who you're sending this fucking email to, do they know you? And do they... how should we put this politely? Do they realise that you are a bit of a fucking cunt? And my answer, that was the subtext to all of their questions. And my answer to all of them was, yeah, don't worry about it, lads.
We've looked at this email that you're putting out and it makes you look like a right cunt. Are you really sending this to people?
It makes you look like, at best, a fucking idiot. And at worst, a bit of a cunt. Now, which is it? And I've written back, well, to be honest, bit of both, but that said, you needn't worry, because all of these cunts I'm sending it to have willfully put their fucking email address forward and asked me to send them this shit, and they'll be under no illusions as to what's coming their way.
I think the problem is because so many signed up in the first day, it looks like we've just been tapping emails into a
That's
database.
What they thought.
Yeah,
they said, where did you get the email addresses from? Yeah. I'm like, you might not fucking believe this, but I put a tweet out and that many cunts fucking signed up within the first day.
Have you concerned of the fucking internet? Do you know how it works? This is what you do. You put out a thing and then people respond. If you're
popular. They thought that we'd bought a load of email addresses. That was one of the questions. They said, did you acquire a set of email addresses? It's like, fuck off, mate. Do I look like I've got the fucking time to be doing that? I'm not going around buying shit. That many people, we got, I think we've got about 1,500 subscribers, but like really quickly.
Yeah.
And
trying to sell shit, not buy shit.
That was the other thing I said. So I'm not trying to sell anything. Although that said, I have encouraged people, I have said sign up to the IFS and also buy T-shirts, but I'm giving them a 20% discount. And anyway, forget all of that. Mm. The real sweet content is all of the stuff like the picture of the geezer in Pompeii wanking. You get a picture of a platypus. That's free, Andy. Free picture of a platypus.
It's hard to process.
Free picture of some bloke's rig, right?
Send us in your own rigs if you don't like it. If you think your rig's better.
Free clip of it. Did you see that cunt trying to make out he had a good rig?
And he sent it in.
And it was so bullshit. He'd set it up for the picture. He had three TVs. He had a glass of red wine. Yeah. And he was watching rugby and cricket.
Fuck.
Mate, what the fuck are you doing listening to this podcast? There must be some podcast for twats.
I'm not going to name it, but yeah, there is. He was... he'd obviously just set the picture up to show all the things we did.
Did he think it was going to impress us? He was holding his red wine glass by the stem, Andy. Well, by the stem. What sort of fucking knob face does
fucking
that?
Fucking mile off. Never mind.
Oh, I'm just having a sip of my fucking Malbec.
In my pretend rig.
You can.
I've just constructed.
Yeah, your fucking set up pretend rig. Don't send that. What we're saying to the rest of you is, send us your rigs, by all means, because we will be naming a rig of the week every week and put in a picture of it.
Yeah.
And we might go into more detail. I didn't really review this week's one, but we might actually review it and give separate elements scores out of 10 and stuff,
but
right? One thing you need to know is we can spot a fucking fake rig a mile off.
And if your rig is you in the fucking bath, don't send it because we'll just block you.
With your knobble floating about. Disgusting. No thanks. No dick pics. I can't say that enough. We've got, had quite enough of those. Just stop sending them to us. It's ridiculous.
Unexpected dicks.
I know we don't want your unexpected dicks. Oh, probably tomorrow's episode, the mailbag is better, but we have had a lot of good emails this week.
We have, yeah. We'll save them back for the Tuesday episode.
Jalapeño.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Jalapeño.
Should we talk about football, though?
We could talk about football. I did the non-league day thing,
Let's talk about that.
I went along to Sunderland RCA, and it was good because Sunderland weren't actually playing. Sunderland's match had been postponed because of international call-ups. So there was a smattering of extra fans there that had gone along because they wanted to see some football. And there was also a gang of unruly Norwegians there as well. The Norwegians were called the Hellhounds.
The Hellhounds, yeah, I saw the pictures of them, actually.
Yeah, they'd come over from...
How did their unruliness manifest itself?
Well, an unusually high level of singing and chanting and clapping that you don't normally get at non-league. At a ground where the average attendance is about 103. It was...
They were totally pissed up,
They were
basically.
Pissed up. They drank all the stuff. In the end, they were drinking miniature bottles of white wine because they drank all the cans. But they'd come all the way from Norway to watch Sunderland only for the match to be postponed. They'd had their trip booked for months in advance and they fell in love with the club after the Sunderland Till I Die Netflix series. And they all decided they were going to have a trip over to watch Sunderland. But unfortunately, the match was postponed and they ended up watching Sunderland RCA getting beat 6-2 by Whitley Bay. So it was a good match. Lots of goals, but not if you're an RCA fan.
They got a fucking team... Like, they got beaten by a team that sounds like a place name out of Huxley Pig, that fucking TV show that used to be about a pig.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Where have you been today, Huxley Pig? Oink, oink, fucking Whitley Bay, mate.
The Hellhounds are based in a pub, and it's near Oslo, and the pub is called the Hell House. And I think we should probably go there and do a podcast.
Oh, mate, I'd love to go there. I'd love to go to Norway. Have you ever been to Norway?
Never been
to
Norway, no.
Fucking love to go. It's not far from you either.
Well, it's 600 miles, apparently.
Once you're in the northeast, you can fucking get over to Scandinavia in minutes.
The ferries and that, yeah. World's your oyster.
No problem. If I was you, I'd be over in fucking Denmark most weekends, mate.
Yeah, I've got this still, haven't I? The kids and everything. So that was that.
Did you watch England versus the Czech Republic?
Yeah, I watched a bit of it and put it off. Wasn't interested. I'm not interested in
England.
I
wasn't interested.
No.
I will watch it tomorrow night because my mate's coming round and
making a night of it.
I think he might have quit drinking as well. And so now it's like we have to have something to do together if he's coming round. Like he said last night, he texted me and he went, do you want to meet up later for a Heineken Zero? And to be honest, partly I was just like, you know, I just want to fucking get rigged up. I want to get my tracksuit
on, the rig.
Fall asleep on the sofa, probably be in bed by 10.
Yeah.
Can't be meeting a mate. Even if he comes round here, he'll think it's weird if I just got shuffle off to bed at 10. So it's best he doesn't see me like this. So I just said, I more or less said that. I went, mate, the mood I'm in, I didn't get a lot of sleep last night. Just it's best you don't see me like this. But let's watch the England game together on Monday. Now, I'm not really interested in England, but, you know, it's like, you might as well come over and do something. If not,
it'll be on in the background.
If you don't drink,
yeah,
right? He used to come round and smoke a spliff in the garden because I don't think he was allowed at home. So I'd watch the game and he'd stand in the back garden, right? But look at me through the window,
right?
And look at the game a bit through the window as well. And then in the end, he'd cycle home. But I think he stopped that as well. So I thought, well, we've got to fucking do something.
Talk to each other.
So I said, come round for the game, it's better. So I probably will watch a bit of the game tomorrow.
What I was going to say there earlier when we were talking about Countdown was that we were talking about the pre-internet years when all we would do would be watch Countdown. Me and a couple of mates got ourselves the Countdown board game when we were about 15.
Oh, yeah.
And we'd stay in and play Countdown with each other with the board game.
Oh, it's brilliant.
So why don't you do that?
Countdown's one of those games that's probably better to watch than to play than to watch, in a way.
Why don't you do that together?
Especially the number one.
Yeah,
I might do it. I might see if that's available still on eBay or something.
Yeah.
He actually does like board games, so I'll suggest that. I won't be able to get it in time for tomorrow night, but I might suggest it for future things, yeah.
I'm glad I've helped.
You saw a sexism in the newspaper today, didn't you?
There's been a massive sexism in the newspaper, yeah. Where is it? Heston Blumenthal, who, let's face it, I'm not a fan of in the first place because of his fucking...
Stupid
cooking bullshit, making soup out of fucking lasers. And
welcome to stupid cooking with me, Heston Blumenthal.
Electric fish fingers or whatever the fuck it is he does, pretending he's some kind of fucking scientist cunt.
This
is something I've said to you for years and years now about celebrity chefs. At the end of the day, it's just a bit of fucking dinner.
Yeah,
that's all it is.
I like food as much as the next cunt.
Me too.
And I like nice food.
Yeah.
I mean, if I've got a few quid, I'll go to a nice restaurant.
Yeah.
I don't really like the fancy ones that do that kind of Blumenthal food, but that's my personal taste. If I had some money, I'd probably go to a really nice Italian restaurant.
Mm.
But, you know, for an upmarket bowl of pasta.
Yeah.
But if I had a lot of money to go for a meal, the last place I'd go is to go and eat his fucking space pies.
Exactly.
No way.
The idea
no
is
cunt's
tempting.
Fucking coming up to me with an iPod, putting headphones on you, and playing you the sound of the sea when you eat a bit of fucking foam that looks like a load
of
spunk bubbles.
Is that what he does? Is that what you have to do?
Oh, yeah. Fucking I've heard that about cunt. The Fat Duck, his restaurant. They used to come over and go, listen to the fucking sea while you eat it. Fuck off. I'll listen to what I want.
Yeah.
Hey. Cunt, if you're going to fucking put some headphones on me, at least play a bit of fucking George Benson.
Yeah, have you got fucking Janet Jackson's Control album on here? Because that's really good. Quite fancy listening to that. Dick. Yeah, he's been speaking to India's Economic Times newspaper. And I think he's probably thought, it's fucking India. They're all sexist down there. I'll be able to get away with this one.
His PR said it. Do yourself a favour. Right, what's this next interview? It's with some Indian rag.
Oh, yeah.
Now listen. Right, do yourself a favour. Play to the Indian market. It's fucking huge and it's growing. Chuck a few sexisms in. They'll fucking love it. Because remember, it's the fellas who fucking hold the purse strings out there still. So they're the ones who'll be paying for the dinner.
Play to the gallery. Go on. Knock yourself out.
Play to the fucking cheap seats, son.
So he says, this is his quote, "I have always employed female chefs, but historically and ultimately the body clock starts working. It's evolution, and it's one thing to have a 9-to-5 job and quite another to be a chef with kids. So that makes it difficult, the physical strain of lifting heavy pots and pans." What he said there is that women who've had kids are unable to lift heavy pots and pans in the kitchen.
It's quite considerate of him.
They're able to lift, you know, 2-stone toddlers around, carry them on their shoulders.
Yeah, but then that wears them out. I mean, my missus, she's had 2 kids, and what I do to keep an eye on this sort of thing is I give her regular monthly, bi-monthly at most, strength tests.
Right.
I give her strength challenges.
Is it lifting pots and pans mainly?
Various things of varying weights. I start light. And each time she succeeds in doing, say, 10 reps above her head of a particular item, I say, right, now you move up. And then only when she breaks under the strain does she stop. And I just make a note of what level she's at. And then over the course of the year, I draw graphs as to how her physical strength has fluctuated during that period.
Good. Does that?
And it's just good. It's fairer on her.
Does that?
It means I'll never ask her to perform a task she's not capable
of. Does that inspire her to work harder and to become fitter and stronger, do you think?
I don't know. It's hard to tell what her attitude is. Because she doesn't talk to me.
Does she look at you? While she's doing
no.
it?
No. She tries not to look at me.
Right, but she does it, but she goes along with it. Because you're her husband. And that's how it is.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess that's why. Yeah, so it's important to keep track of the physical capabilities of all of your loved ones.
Based on the results you've had over the past year from these tests, do you think she'd be able to hold down a job in the Fat Duck, or whatever Heston Blumenthal's pub's
called? Yeah, piece of piss. Piece of piss. What I think is he's looking at the wrong women if he thinks they're not strong enough. He's recruiting women who are physically weak.
Do you think he's looking at like what supermodels or something?
Talking of my missus, right? She's going out on Thursday night.
Really?
And I wanted to throw this out to you and the cunners, because when she goes out, I think I've mentioned this before, I get confused and worried because I've got, as I've explained, quite a rigid and consistent evening routine.
Yeah.
That I share with my wife.
Passing out on the sofa at 10 o'clock.
Yeah. Usually, yeah. But we usually are involved in watching a series together.
Yeah.
And so she's out, I can't watch that series. And once the kids are in bed, I don't know what to do myself. And all too often, I just literally go to bed at the same time as the kids. And then if I'm not tired, I just lie on the bed staring.
Jesus Christ.
And don't know what to do. Yeah, it's pathetic. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do when I'm on my own, right?
Right.
So, any ideas? What I did, like when we were on tour, I started watching Our Vida Same Pet from the beginning because we were singing the songs every night, weren't we? And so I sort of thought, I'll watch that because sometimes you'd go out for beers, sometimes you wouldn't.
You've done a little spoiler there for the people that's coming to see the show next month.
Bah, 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 bah. No, we just sang it when we were out because it kept our spirits up, didn't
that's
it?
That's right.
Right, we'd sing it together on the train and stuff. And so I started watching that. So I could do that. Anyway, I need some ideas for Thursday night if anyone wants to get in touch and tell me.
I'm sure they will.
Apparently, my sister-in-law told me there's an awesome series on Netflix called something like The Mind Explained.
Okay.
And each episode explains a different bit of the mind. So that's quite appealing to me.
Right.
But it sounds quite complicated, so I don't know if I'll feel like it. So any other options? Not wanking. I don't wank. I'm not a fucking child. I'm 44 years old. So don't. I go, oh, have a wank, mate. Like, not interested in those emails. Something that might be a little bit enriching to my mind and soul. Productive, fulfilling, yeah?
Yeah. If you're going to try and be funny, actually be funny, you know, don't...
Yeah, be funny. But do you know what my missus is going out? She's going out with a couple of her mates. They're going out to see this Michael Hutchence film. They've managed to get some tickets. The local cinema's doing... it's called Mystify.
Yeah.
And it's a documentary about Michael Hutchence. And there's a Q&A with the director afterwards. But I seen the trailer and it looks quite good. But I said to her, how on earth, right, are they going to make a serious, somber piece of journalism, tribute to someone who was iconic, whether you like his music or not? He was an iconic figure, not just because he died. I think he was, you know, he's like a proper rock star. Mm. The fact is, he wanked himself to death. Right.
Yeah, he did.
There's no getting away from that.
He was, even
if you loved their music,
he was the king of the strangle wank. Let's face it.
He was. And there's no getting away from it. And I liked that album they did, Kick, you know, the most famous one. I thought it was all right. And, you know...
I tend to lump the music of In Excess.
I can't think of anything other than him wanking himself to death when I think of him.
I tend to lump in the music of In Excess with the music of Queen, in so much as it's just shit for cunts. Sorry.
No, come on. That's cultural prejudice.
No, it's not.
That is.
It was rubbish. He wasn't a fucking icon. How many number one hits did In Excess have?
So what? Is that the fucking judge of who's good and who isn't now? Whether they got to number one?
Well,
mate, Last Christmas didn't get to number one.
Yeah, it was...
Last Christmas didn't get to number one. Strawberry Fields was kept off number one by Engelbert Humperdinck.
I'm looking at In Excess's chart positions in the UK. 79, 51, 46, 54, 2. Ooh, need you tonight. Well done. 25, 47, 24, bam, 14, bam, 11, bam. 21, 18, 42, 30, 27, 31, 20, 21, 23, 11, 50,
listen,
15, 20, right, 71.
If you don't
no one
like
gave a fuck.
In Excess.
No one gave a fuck about In Excess. Sam Delaney. No,
if you don't like INXS, right, that's fine. That's your opinion. That's your taste. I'm not going to judge you for it. I'm not here to defend him either. I'm not a massive INXS fan. I'm just saying.
You are, fish cake.
You know, fish cake. Fucking hell, you are pathetic. Listen to what I'm saying. First of all, your criteria, I don't doubt that you think that shit for cunts, but your criteria is silly. Because if you're basing that on chart positions and sales, then you can't apply that same criteria to Queen and have your argument stand up. Because Queen, and I agree with you, Queen are shit for cunts, apart from the song Who Wants to Live Forever out of Highlander, which really does make you think about immortality. But anyway, right? They got loads of number ones and sold loads of records, but they're still shit. So sales are neither here nor there, mate.
Well, there you are.
I mean, who sold more records, Half Man, Half Biscuit or INXS? INXS did. So you're not going to fucking base it on sales.
I'm seeing the INXS fall down in both categories, sales and quality of music. There was shit in both areas.
Yeah, one's objective and one's subjective, isn't it?
Well, there you go. That covers the whole gamut, doesn't it? And I think I'm right.
But the quality of music is subjective. And, of course, you're not going to like them because they were silly and pompous and puffed up. Strutting imbeciles, preening buffoons, phonies, right? Leather trousers, long hairs, guitars.
Yeah, like
you know,
I've just
silly
said,
things.
I've just
cowboy
said,
boots,
shit for cunts.
Right?
How many more ways can
These
I dress
These are all
up?
Things that I could. No, that is the thing that puts
no,
you off them. And after they could come out with music as beautiful as the music of Marvin Gaye, and you'd be like, shit for cunts.
No, but they wouldn't. Though,
I mean,
would
they didn't. But they could.
No, they couldn't have, because if they could, they probably would have done. But they didn't, because they couldn't.
Well, yeah, George Michael wore leather jackets and cowboy boots. But
yeah, he was brilliant, though. And
I'm reading Andrew Ridgely's book at the moment,
good?
All about it.
Is it good?
To be honest, it's not that good, but I will read it from beginning to end, because I'm only near the beginning. I'm in the foothills of the book. It's just badly written. Andrew Ridgely, you know, who obviously I love and I've got a lot of respect for, he doesn't come across as the most exciting sort of person. He comes across as a man who just was a nice, good-looking lad yeah. from the suburbs who just became famous by accident almost and just sort of enjoyed it but doesn't have that much to say yeah. about the whole thing.
Got caught up in this maelstrom of craziness. But we've talked before about Simon Napier Bell's book, haven't we? Because he was Wham's manager when they went to China.
I'm coming to take
That's
you to lunch.
That's the one to read, isn't it?
That is the one with the story about when they have to land the helicopter in an emergency and they end up landing it on the playing fields of a girls' school.
Yeah.
And all the girls come running out screaming, they have to jump back on the helicopter and fly off before they get torn limb from limb.
Yeah.
That is a great. In fact, what I can't wait for is to see whether or not Andrew Ridgely, because some people have cast doubt over Simon Napier Bell's rendition of those stories.
Oh, have they?
Because he's a kind of professional. Well, Simon Napier Bell is this larger than life kind of noted raconteur.
Liar.
Who will use poetic license. So we'll see if Andrew Ridgely does that.
I don't care if it's
anyway,
true or not.
Going back to the documentary, I don't know how you can sit and watch a documentary about him, whether you like his music or not, without the fact that the shadow cast by his death wank is just too big for you to think about anything else other than that. So apparently Kylie's contributed, Helena Christensen, all these women he shagged, and there's people going, oh, you know, he was this, he was that, he was a genius. But all you're thinking all the way through is, he wanked himself to death. Get to the bit when he wanked himself to death. Why did he wank himself to death?
No
what
one
did
knows.
He actually do? What were the mechanics of
no
it?
No one knows. Wow. Because he didn't. No one knows why. Because he didn't leave a note, did he? Because he generally don't.
Yeah. Well, that tells you everything you need to know. Dear everyone, I've decided to wank myself to death.
TTFN, dickheads.
Perhaps I was too beautiful for a world like this one. Perhaps I am destined to never survive the slings and arrows of the human predicament, such as it is. Whatever
perhaps,
the reason is,
perhaps,
I've decided...
Perhaps I was ultimately quite talentless and have become creatively bankrupt, having ridden my luck for many, many years.
For whatever reason, however you choose to interpret my demise, it is my decision to leave my mortal coil. And I've decided, I did a toss-up, actually, between either taking a poison, sticking my head in the oven, or wanking myself off with a belt round my neck. And purely by chance, I did it like I drew straws. The third option is the one that I have taken. So, TTFN, it's time now, without further ado, for me, Michael Hutchins, to mystify all of you. I don't need you tonight. What I need is a danger wank tonight.
There you go. You managed to remember both of their big hits there. All right, that's it.
And Suicide Blonde.
Yeah, yeah.
I will be a suicide brunette by means of a wank off. I was talking about earlier because it was fashionable, wasn't it, in the early 90s? Because that Tory MP, that Tory MP wanked himself to death, like really near to my mum's
with
house.
With an orange
right?
in his mouth as well, wasn't it?
With an orange in his mouth. And I remember the night well because I was going around to the Cross Keys, which was a local pub where we drank. Mm. And it was the pub where we got served when I was that age, because it was the pub where my mate threw the roll,
the chili egg
roll out the window, and it hit the manager in the head, and he was the cunt who'd just given
was,
them.
Was that the night anyway, Richards died?
No, this must have been before that, because I wouldn't have been going around there so much after that incident. So I'm walking around there, but there's a load of police activity.
Oh.
And some of the roads that led up to the Cross Keys had been taped off. Well, I didn't know what was going on. It was well before Twitter. I've said, excuse me, officer. I'm trying to get through. I'm a local resident. Could you tell me what's happening? Oh, I'm sorry, sir. It appears that a Conservative Party politician has wanked himself to death in one of the nearby residences.
So we've put up a cordon.
And so we have put up a cordon. For your own protection,
in case it spreads.
I'm like, but hang on a minute. What about I want to go to the Cross Keys? I'm afraid not, sir. Not until we have managed to contain the situation.
Well, did he do it in the Cross Keys? Well, he did not, sir. Well, move your fucking cordon then. I'm gasping.
Perhaps sir would like to try the White Hart. I believe that is still open. The White Hart, all they've got is 4X and Fosters.
Oh,
I wanted
the
Cronenberg.
We'll just end that with Michael Hutchins following in the footsteps of a Tory MP. Proof, if proof be needed, that he was a piece of shit. Right, thanks for listening to this episode. Rest in peace, Michael Hutchins, wherever you are. Cheers, TTFN.
Wank heaven.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.